We're with Sandra Carey, who is the CEO of the Friendship Inn, because they've kicked off their annual Fill the Plate campaign. Tell us about the campaign.
So the campaign happens every year in the month of December, and we look to raise money to actually fill plates. So that's why we call it Fill the Plate. It takes about $5 to fill one plate of food. And our target for this holiday season is 200,000 plates of food.
200,000 plates of food. Now, would that be, to me, that sounds like a staggering amount. Will that cover everybody who might come through the Friendship Inn?
No, that's just a portion. So we're aiming to serve 500,000 meals in the full year. But our target just for the month of December is that 200,000. And that will take us a fair way. And then we just do different campaigns throughout the year. But this is the biggest campaign that we do in the month of December.
And you said it's $5 for a plate. I've been to the grocery store. I've been out for supper. If you can serve a nutritious meal for $500 or for $5 a plate, that's magic.
It is kind of magic, because what we do with our business model is we receive donated food items. So we purchase very little. And what we get as donations, we actually take that and we prepare it and we cook into it and we make these marvelous hot meals for our community. So it is amazing.
Now, Nutrien is a big part of this. Now, I know we're looking for other organizations, people, individuals to get involved as well. But what's Nutrien's part?
So Nutrien's been a great partner with us all along the way. They've been our lead sponsor for this campaign for 13 years now. And so what they're doing with their matching campaign is really inspiring the community to join in and give and help alleviate hunger. So their matching campaign of $125,000 runs for the month of December, and it helps double your donation. So if you're willing to give a little bit of money, they match it, and then we reach our goal faster.
And I give Nutrien complete credit, because as you walk in, you see them as volunteers working here, and it's not just today.
That's for sure. We see the Nutrien teams come through regularly and we get to know them. They're not just partners on a piece of paper. We know them. We're in a relationship. We're great friends. So it's kind of how Saskatoon rolls. We're kind of small town, big city.
So when we talk about this campaign and we encourage people to donate, one of the things I always like to determine is why it matters.
Well, you know, I can talk about numbers, but I think what really matters about how we provision food to people is the fact that if we didn't, where would our community be? We'd have a lot of people that would be really struggling with a daily basic need of hunger. If we had people in that kind of desperate straits where they didn't know where to get their next meal, we would be in even a more difficult part of our community trying to serve people that are already really struggling. So food really matters. It's a daily need. And if we didn't provision it on a daily basis, I think we would just have a community struggling even harder.
Yeah. And when I came in this morning, because this is all happening early in the morning, the Friendship Inn does this every day, two meals a day, right?
Absolutely. Every single day. We don't take a break. We work every holiday. And those big holiday meals are when we're out in full force. So Christmas for sure. We're here Christmas Day. We are serving Easter and we serve Thanksgiving. And those are our highlight days, actually. That's when we want to be here and serving the community. So every single day.
So how can I help out as an individual or as an organization, and not just as a company? Maybe I'm just a group of friends, or we're a hockey club.
Yeah, well, we actually really do a lot of work with volunteers. So if you're an individual and you want to help invest some of your time, we're very happy to have volunteers come and join us. Financially, you can help us, of course, $5 a plate. Any multiple of $5 really makes a big difference. And we actually take donations of items like outerwear, coats, toques, mitts, hygiene items, and those kinds of things. We're more than just food. We offer friendship and we offer supports as much as we can. So those referrals, all of those things for hygiene pieces, we like to give that as well. So you can help by volunteering, giving finances, and any kind of donations, food donations or outerwear.
And as for making donations, that can happen online?
Yeah, it's really easy. You can find us at friendshipin.ca. There's a donate page, really easy to navigate. If you're on social media, we're easy to find. Just plug in Friendship Inn, you'll get to us. And phone us if you just want to even talk to a real human. That's a novelty these days.
Isn't that the truth? So anything else that you'd like to add?
Just a really big thank you to the community. We consider our work to be the community dining table. It's not just us at the Friendship Inn. It's our community working with the Friendship Inn to do this great work. So we're just so privileged and happy to be a part of it.